KXRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today could be the busiest day of airline travel. Right before Christmas, here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The TSA says last year, December 21st, saw more than 2.4 million people take to the skies in the U.S. right before Christmas Day. And December 22nd was only slightly less busy, a little more than 2.3 million. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
I'm Donna Warder.
Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky says a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to ban former President Trump from the ballot will more than likely work to his advantage.
This just feeds the image that he is projecting, that he is being persecuted by law enforcement over the fact that he's even running for president.
A House panel, meanwhile, expanded its probe into Harvard to include allegations of plagiarism against Harvard President Claudine Gay.
Harvard last week cleared Gay of research misconduct after plagiarism allegations emerged. However, Education and Workforce Committee Chair Virginia Fox, the Republican from North Carolina, announced this week that the panel had begun a review of the university's handling of credible allegations of plagiarism by Gay. The House panel launched an investigation into Harvard and other elite colleges after college presidents gave congressional testimony defending their responses to a spike in incidents of anti-Semitism on their campuses. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The ACLU of Montana has filed a lawsuit challenging the state's definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he has been detained and accused of fraud. The U.S.-based Christian rights group China Aid says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches or informal churches not registered with the government. Many Chinese who choose to worship in house churches face stiff persecution. This is SRN News. The U.S. is leading an all-out effort to ensure safe shipping in the Middle East. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The American effort to keep Middle Eastern shipping lanes safe from threats by Iranian terror proxies will be multinational. There have been more than 100 missile and drone attacks by the Houthis, who have vowed to target any ship that is Israeli-owned or taking cargo to or from Israel. The vessels targeted by the Yemeni terrorists represent 35 different nations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced the multilateral effort to protect shipping to be called Operation Prosperity Guardian. Participants include the U.S., United Kingdom, Bahrain, Italy, France, Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, Canada, and Norway. Major shipping companies have begun to circumvent the Southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.